Hi, I'm Kiani Hollingsworth, mentor, life coach, and podcast motivational speaker, and I want to welcome you to Becoming My Best Me. In today's session, we're going to discuss the importance of building community. So you know what to do. Join the conversation and let's talk. Well, welcome back, everyone. First off, as always, I want to give a huge thanks to all my listeners that joined me each session as we discuss new topics on how we can become our best selves. I so appreciate the continued support. Today, we're going to talk about the importance of building community. You know, some time ago, we experienced one of the biggest pandemics the world has ever seen, and that was COVID-19. Many of us lost loved ones during this pandemic, and many of us experienced the virus ourselves. But one other thing happened. We were all forced to be apart from one another as we all went on lockdown. We were confined to our homes for a period of time, and companies had to adapt to the new world as we knew it then. Well, thank goodness we are now back to living in a world that is familiar to us because we get to be around each other. I went to a wonderful summit this past week that would normally take place every year, but we took some time off, or shall I say we took some years off due to the pandemic. But I got to tell you all, it was wonderful. It was so great being around so many colleagues that I have not seen in person in years. We were able to connect, catch up, share ideas, and have lunch together in person. It was just awesome. At that instant, it dawned on me on how important it is to build community. Now, you may wonder, what is building community again exactly? Well, according to Google, it is all about bringing people together and creating a sense of belonging. I would say that we have had quite a few events that has left communities broken into pieces. But I do feel that we all need to make a conscious effort to ensure we continue to build community, as this will assist in building up each other. It was so awesome being at that conference, or the summit, shall I say, because we were like very active with one another. We were present. That's the word I'm looking for. We were very present with one another. No one looking at their phones, no one looking away, no one off to themselves. Like, I actually saw everybody just coming together and having great conversations and just getting caught up in hugs. And it was just awesome. So I've truly enjoyed myself. Now, there are so many things that we can do that can bring us, that can help us build community. I want to take the time to discuss four reasons why we should build community. Number one, human connection. Human connection is important because we can come together and share, converse, and collaborate on different ideas with one another that can change the world. Number two, creating safe spaces. We are all individuals that are one of a kind, but have similar characteristics. When building community, we can create a sense of belonging to be a part of something that is greater than ourselves, and we can feel comfortable doing so around each other. Number three, shared experiences. We get to share different experiences with one another, and with that comes learning from one another. And number four, supportive relationships. We get to do one of the most important things that make us be okay, and that is building on strong, supportive relationships. This can bring comfort, confidence, and possibly omit things out of our life, such as depression, anxiety, and lack of self-confidence that can keep us from being our best selves. In a nutshell, building community can bring change to the masses because we can accomplish so much together than we can apart. Now, as always, I have a little nice quote that can sum all this up. Very simple. Community is the foundation to success. Kristen Jones. Well, that's all I have, everyone. I hope you all will join me next time as we discuss a new topic on how we can become our best selves. Ciao. We'll be right back.